A big user of industrial-sized plastic bags has found a way to reuse them, helping stem the dumping of thousands of bags each year into landfills. But bureaucracy at the wharf is standing in the way of this being any sort of silver bullet to cut down on waste plastic. Phil Pennington reports.
Giant flexi tanks or bags are seen by some as a curse, supplanting recyclable plastic or steel freight containers at an increasing rate worldwide. But to Nelson Lindsay and his 25 employees in Southland, they've been a godsend.
It made our business possible because we didn't have to start big. The beautiful thing about flexi tanks is that you can just import small quantities.
From small beginnings in 2003, his business has grown to using up to 2,000 flexi tanks a year to bring in 60,000 tonnes of feed. The less palatable thing with the several million tanks now used worldwide each year is that 90% of them are used just once. Many then end up in landfills, but not Nelson Lindsay's.
I didn't like to see the waste and the dumping of flexi tanks. We use them bringing in molasses from around Asia. After we've unloaded them, we send them back for reuse.
But this depends on him getting his own special tanks made that are tougher than usual, plus paying import duties at the wharf on each tank and finding a shipping line to take them, as many will only handle new flexi tanks. It also only works for handling a wash-outable animal, not human food.
It doesn't always work. I mean, every tank has to be identified and everyone has to be shown as going back out of the country. And there's a lot of bureaucratic reasons why reusable flexi tanks are not as easy as it should be.
The COVID pandemic has thrown up new barriers as his staff can't get overseas to check operations. This year, they're relying on bulk tanker deliveries instead. Nelson Lindsay says he understands why companies have to use the tanks, even if they then get dumped.
They have to because they're trying to shift small quantities. It's not economic for a bulk vessel. And container rates have come down so much over the years, it's very economical.
Supply chain research shows the carbon footprint of transporting flexi tanks inside shipping containers is comparatively low, though making them use fossil fuels. RNZ has asked 17 high-profile food companies if they're using flexi tanks in this country. 8 said they didn't, 7 didn't respond, and only 2 said they do. Winton Stockfeed, which reuses them, and Hillebrand Wines, which last month began recycling them into fence posts. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko Phil Pennington tēnei.